Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Truman Show. Okay, well, all of that stuff. Welcome to the Anatomic Fitness Podcast, where we apparently are movie experts as well.
Well, we do watch a lot of
we should maybe do like a show on the top 10 fitness related movies.
That is a fantastic next week. Top 10 fitness related movies.
I don't even know if there are fitness that many.
Well, but we can put in sport. Like, we can explain it next week.
Yeah, when we figure it out.
Yeah. We're just justifying being able to talk about movies for a show instead of
fitness. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Anything that works is fine.
So, and you know, to have a great seed of an idea like that at this time in the morning that we're recording is on a Monday is pretty impressive.
Yes, we record Monday mornings, which is where the whole thought, we used to do Friday afternoons.
Yeah.
But it got hard to get stuff done.
Right.
So we figured Monday morning, because it's first thing in the morning, it's the beginning of the week.
Way to set the tone for the week for us.
And be busy. Which brings us to this week's topic, which is morning motivation, because it's really hard.
Sometimes it is incredibly difficult.
Yes.
Like, you know, the morning after the Super Bowl, for example.
Or in the middle of long COVID, which I've been battling.
Been there, done that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have not, thankfully. Just don't breathe on me. Anyways, moving right along. And now that I'm feeling like I need to shower. Morning motivation. We've kind of touched on this sort of stuff before about getting a routine. We meant during the reading show, we discussed that sort of thing. So, you know, like, I think getting, regardless of the day of the week, like, my routine is relatively the same now for the past month and a half, almost every single day, whether it's the weekend or the week or what, you know, whatever, because as we've discussed before, don't really have weekends when you're working four or five different jobs.
No, you don't. You don't.
No. So it's just that regular routine, that consistency can really help to make sure that you don't have off days as frequently. You're still gonna, because we're human and, you know, life happens. But having off days, usually, if you look back on them, it can result in feeling rushed in the morning, sleeping in that extra little hit snooze, that extra time, or when you go to hit snooze, you actually hit off, and then you wake up an hour later and go, what just happened?
Right.
And then you're rushing and you're, you know, everything happens, and all of a sudden you're out the door and you don't even realize you're awake yet, you know, and then that throws your day off kilter. It throws your mind off kilter, and you can often be a bit of a mess. Whereas if you can get up and have a regular routine, getting up at the same time or within a relatively close proximity of the same time, and then carry on your regular routine, whatever that may be, two or three or four things through your morning, that can really help, again, like this, we're saying, set the tone for your week, for your day.
And that's important, especially I find... like you say, doing multiple different jobs, anything really, even just going to a regular 9-to-5.
Yeah.
You know, there's the people who are always chronically late because they slept in and they did this and you know what I mean? They couldn't find their stuff. Like, it's just a matter of setting. And it's the same with training. Like, you kind of, to get any benefit out of it, like, it's almost like the show's becoming not just a fitness show, but a guide for life.
Yes, because we're experts at that, apparently.
We're so good at it.
Yeah. Well, we're great. The thing is, I think we're great at giving the advice and direct, you know, like, that's what I do with clients, is I have a lot of that sort of stuff, and I don't always apply it to myself. And some of my clients have called me out on that, but this is one of those things that I kind of picked up on when I started pushing a few clients near the end part of last year about morning routine to get them up and going. And then they would ask me, James, what's yours? Give me a month and I'll have one.
Exactly.
Right. And they're, so then I, that kind of clued into me like, okay, well, maybe I should practice what I preach. And yeah, like I've said, the last month and a half or so of this has been significantly better. And there's been a crazy amount of things that have happened in that month and a half for me. And I have a good handle on most of it because I have this routine, and it really sets the tone for the day. And even morning, like this morning, when I did hit that snooze button an extra time or two, which is very rare for me. Usually it's like alarmed up, off we go.
Yeah.
And I might have hit it twice, and it totally threw me off. Even though I still had a long plethora of time, it wasn't quite what I normally have. So I had to have that quicker shower. I had to do this a little quicker. I had to make the coffee and do something else at the same time. And, you know, and I got in my car to come here to do the recording. I was like, what happened? Wasn't I just asleep 10 minutes ago? It was actually like an hour and a half, but it felt way shorter because it just, my day was thrown off. So even just something simple like that, and it can be a really short period of time that you're missing out, can totally throw you off. But I think when you have those moments, instead of just being thrown off and going, oh my God, I'm going to have a shitty day. Oops.
Great. Now I got to find that profanity. You got to find
that. That was at one. No, that's not
it
a
time. It
doesn't
even count anymore.
Okay. We've talked too much. The computer stopped counting.
Yeah.
Even though you're going to think you're going to have a bad day, you know, if you're aware of what happened, okay, well, you make that conscious, like I did in the vehicle before I left. It was like, okay, wait a second. Get yourself sorted out. Take a second. Everything's fine. You're not late. It's not, the world's not coming to an end. Get yourself back on track and then you can be fine. But if you miss that awareness moment, then yeah, you're just heading down a downward spiral for the most part.
It's true. And I found even as a, when I was a kid, because my father always, and my mom both talked routine a lot as a way to just kind of get through life and get things done as you wanted to. So even as a teenager, when you needed all that extra sleep and you still had to get to school by 8:30, I could get up at 7:30, yeah, still get showered, dressed, all that stuff I needed to do, and eat a breakfast, and get out the door by 8. Within 30 minutes, I could do all that because I just did it in a sequence. And yeah, I did that every day.
And you knew exactly what you're doing and when and how and where. And
still at school by 8:15 and had 15 minutes just to kind of talk with friends or mess around in the halls or whatever, right? Yeah. But I've kept that going. Like I still now, even though like I don't go to a job every day, I do everything from home. I found because with the pandemic, the only way to kind of get through everything and get everything done was to still have some kind of morning routine every day.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I think that's one thing the pandemic shown us for a lot of people, like the fact that again, a lot of people are now working from home and that probably threw them off for the first while when they're used to doing that morning routine, getting out the door and getting to work because they have to leave half an hour early because of traffic and all this sort of stuff. And then now the only traffic they have is the sleeping dog in the middle of the hallway that they have to step over to get to their computer.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, I think that probably threw a lot of people off and they had to completely redevelop their routine, but maybe they didn't want to get set in that routine because they didn't know how long the pandemic was going to last. Oh, I might be home for now, but you know, in 2 months I'll be back at the office.
2 years later.
Wishful thinking. But you know, but I think being able to be flexible with that routine and being ready for change, knowing ahead of time, okay, well, this, I got this new job or this other thing is happening tomorrow. You know, maybe it's just once in a while something happens that's going to throw off your routine. So if you plan ahead for those sort of changes, well, I have to get up half an hour earlier because I have this phone call or this meeting or whatever, you know, and not just thinking, okay, every morning I'm getting up at this time and this is what I'm happening. Have it more as a body of time. Okay, I know I like to have 2 hours in the morning before everything hits the fan.
Mm-hmm.
So if your day, you know, your day on Thursday is going to be a little bat crazy, you can see, I caught myself.
You did.
Can bump that back 15 minutes on your alarm clock or half an hour to give yourself your time. Cause it's not always about the exact time you get up. I think it's about the bracket of time that you require to get all your routine things done and feel in control of your day. And that'll, again, that time range can change based on, you know, outside influences in your day. And as you mentioned earlier, respects to training, you know, there might be days when you have to train in the morning and other days you train in the evening. So you might have two separate routines you have to go on. Say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you work on this one routine. And then Thursday, Friday, you work out in the morning. So you do a portion of that routine, go to the gym or do your exercise, then continue the rest of your routine. Like, that's what I mean by being flexible, is knowing that not every day is going to be the same. But being aware of that and having the ability to adjust your time, your routine accordingly.
Totally, totally. And I think most people too, once they kind of get their pattern set up, like you say 2 days a week you're training in the morning, then two other times it's in the afternoon after work. Usually you know that week to week.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly,
and so you could just, once you kind of get into that rhythm, it's almost like a rhythm of doing stuff.
Yeah.
You just kind of do it.
Well, and you have different alarm times then too, again, because it doesn't have to be the same time you get up every day. Some people it works, but I have a friend of mine and she's got about 227 alarms set for different days and different times. And some of them it's like three alarms for the same day in case she hits the off button. So they're 15 minutes apart, you know, and then other days it's one alarm and, you know, it's just, you can scroll for like 3.5 weeks through all the alarms she has set on her phone, but it's, you know, but that's her routine. That's how she knows, okay, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, this is what I need to do. And it's already preset at the start of the week and off you go.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, there's always a way to figure it out, But it just is a matter of sitting down and taking that time, which a lot of people feel they don't have.
Which you do.
Which have. You do, because you, if you know it's something that's going to help you every day going forward, why not take an hour instead of watching Netflix? Take an hour, jot down a rough idea of your schedule, just like, you know, in that brainstorming concept with the circle and the line here. Okay, Thursdays I do this, Tuesdays, and just work that out and then go, okay, well, and this is what I like to do for my routine. This is roughly how long it takes me. Tack on a little extra time in case you're a little slow when you get out of bed in the morning. And there you go. There's your routine. Try it. Try it for a week. Don't try it one day and go, no, it didn't work. Unless it's just a complete barnstorm, then yeah. But if it's, okay, well, I'm not sure about it, well, try it the next day and try it the next day and then tweak it as you go. But, you know, I think it is crucial to have some form of a routine in the mornings or the evenings, depending on when you have to get up for work.
Some people work nights.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So the same sort of thing. It's still the idea of getting up and getting your work day or whatever work you have in that day done, whether it's over day or overnight, and being prepared mentally, as which is the biggest point of most of this, is mentally prepared for your day, regardless of what it is, that you're in a good headspace when you quote unquote start the day, when you start your computer and look at that first email, or when you look at your phone the first time, or whatever the case may be.
And I think for those who do work from home, say are more of an entrepreneurs kind of thing, right? And don't have to go to a place of work. What I've found and what all the research I've done is that you're only super productive for about 4 of your 8 work hours. So do the most important stuff first. Make that part of your routine that you get the hard stuff done, and then spend, say, the other 4 hours, like, you know, returning emails or coming up with...
Yeah, the more menial tasks. Yeah. Planning your day for the next day. And
Returning calls, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, schedule friendly video chats and stuff for the afternoon as opposed to the morning. Because you're most people are a lot more productive in the morning, especially if you're doing, again, a quote-unquote 9-to-5 type of job. You're usually a lot more productive for that mid-morning span, depending, you know, of course, on the individual. But again, that revolves around awareness. So if you know that, okay, yeah, I kick severe butt from 9 in the morning till 11:30, then that's when you schedule, like you said, your hard stuff, your brain thinking stuff, that stuff you know you have to dig into and really get a grasp on. And then the afternoon, you plan your next day, you do this, you do that, you return the friendly, easy emails that you don't have to have deep thoughts about,
right?
And off you go. So yeah, I think there's a lot of different options for people. And I think if you're one of those people that has these issues that we've talked about, when you're, you know, rushing out the door and you're going a mile a minute, and then all of a sudden the day's over and you thought you just woke up, you know, like, getting a handle on that can really make that whole process, regardless of whether you have no kids or 20 kids, can really make it better for you if you have a handle and a grip on it. And that's simply by getting a routine in the morning, getting that time for yourself to get your brain sorted, and then starting your day.
I got a really good example of this. James, if I may share a quick story.
No. Oh. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So I had a friend, an acquaintance more really, who lived at the coast, who worked at one of the hospitals. And he and his wife at the time, because he's no longer with this woman, both worked there. So what they'd have to do is, because in Vancouver, it takes you in the morning 90 minutes to get anywhere, sometimes 2 hours. They had to be up at a certain time, have everything ready so they could be out the door and do this long-ass commute. Which never guaranteed you'd still make it, because it's the Vancouver.
You never know.
To start their shift. He had a routine. He just knew how to get this done. His wife didn't. And so most days he was in the car waiting for her to get her butt out the door to get in, because she'd hit the snooze 3 times. It was a colossal thing. And then one day, because he had to leave at a certain time and she was his ride to work, he still had to go, I have to go, and left, because she just couldn't get organized. It happened day after day, after week after month. And you know what I mean? But that says something. And so if you're one of those people that just can't get it together, but you're with someone who is just a friend who does, or is reliant, like, you got to start thinking beyond yourself. Like, who's in control of your life? You or life?
Yeah.
Who's in control of yourself, your mind or your body?
Yeah.
Right.
And if you can kind of,
or neither
in some people's cases.
Yeah. And I found, like, with the Stoic philosophy, your body is in charge of you, not your mind. So if you can train your body to get moving, it will move even if your brain's not with it.
Well, yeah, and I think that's brilliant. And that's exactly what, you know, for most mornings I'm like I said, when the alarm goes off, it's like, I'm up and at him. This morning it was like, right? And that was the mind going, no, just the bed is comfy. Just stay here a little longer.
Sleep longer.
But most of the time, I hit the alarm goes off, I turn it off and I'm up. or I wake up and I look at the time and it's a minute before my alarm goes off and I'm like, oh, perfect. And yeah. I get up. But, you know, but again, yeah, that routine and that consistency. And if, again, if you don't have it, whether you're with someone, like you said, yeah, if you're with someone that has it, picking up on that and trying little bits at a time to acclimate yourself to that sort of style, that sort of schedule can make a huge difference. Because huge I difference. Guarantee that he was probably in a better, had better days on average as far as being in control of what was happening than she did.
Yeah.
And it's probably part of why they're not together anymore.
Exactly.
I completely understand that. So,
and that works for training too, right? You can still get to the gym. Yep. Even if your head's not in it, your body is, and you just start doing the exercises, you start doing the motions because you've trained yourself to do it.
And muscle memory can kick in and off you go.
Yeah. And then next thing you know, your mind's awake. Yeah. Too, because it starts just getting on board,
the
right?
The blood gets going and everything gets pumping and the adrenaline and stuff and then off. Yeah. And then you wake up. It's like having a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except slightly healthier.
Way healthier. Yeah. I'm down to like only 2 cups a day now.
That's impressive.
Yep.
I think I have 1 or 2. Usually only 2, I think.
Yeah, I've stopped it.
But
too.
My, you know, mine I load with protein and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So it's like a healthy.
It's a healthy coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah. I just have coffee.
Yes.
With nothing else.
That's what we'll say. Coffee. Anyways, yeah. And then I guess next week we'll see if we can put together that top 10 list of fitness related movies.
Well, if you pick 5 and I pick 5, we don't tell each other which ones we're picking. So even if it's a duplicate, that's okay.
And we'll have to have some parameters and then of what qualifies and then, see how that works.
I say anything that requires sport.
Uh-oh. I can only pick 5? Oh my God. I don't know about this.
You know, or some form of training, like, you know, like the Rocky films or.
Well, there you go. 1 to 5. There, well, no.
No, that doesn't count. No.
Rocky 5 isn't very good.
No.
Anyway, so you can find me at James Huds on Instagram or Anatomic Training, Fitness, and Coaching on Facebook. And you can tune in next week for an incredibly interesting show about movies that we probably shouldn't be talking about, but hey, they're fun.
Exactly.
And we got to mellow it out a little bit here at some point. We're getting close to episode number 50, which we're gonna have to have like a big party for or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah, we have to really plan that away, aren't we?
Yeah. Uh oh.
Yeah, that, but no, 52 because that's the year mark. 52.
Touché.
52.
Yeah, never
1
mind.
1 year.
Yeah. Insanity. Anyway, so thank you for listening to the Anatomic Fitness Podcast. For
Jason,
that's him, and James, that's me, in case you forgot. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next week.